Tonight's episode of the 31st Lap Podcast is brought to you by DirtTrackDigest.com. If it's on dirt, it's on Dirt Track Digest.
This is the 31st Lap Podcast, recorded live in the studios of FingerLakes1.com in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now, your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the 31st Lap, episode number 146. John, if you can believe it, John Balmas, joining us here in studio to what we owe the honor. I don't know, but in fact, there's a good look at John right there. There you are. You excited to be here or what? I'm getting there.
2 weeks in a row I'm here. Relax. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
Don't get used to it.
That's kind of what I was, that's kind of where I was going with that. Mike Mallett also joining us on the tonight's going to be the Dirt Track Digest hotline. He's on his way to Atlantic City, riding along with Shane Andrews. Guys, how's
they're
your trip?
In the car together?
Yes.
Oh, good
yes,
Lord. They are.
Oh, yeah, it's a bald-headed convention. Actually, we're two guys in
two. So we got
good Lord.
We got those guys that are going to be hanging out with us and joining us in studio. Some very special guests. I'm excited that we were able to put all this together. Mike Jackson and Sue Foster from Black Rock Speedway. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us on.
You bet. Braving treacherous road conditions, driving up from, you said it was down in Cortland, where you were at?
No, we're actually from Addison.
In Addison, okay.
Now, where's that?
Basically Pennsylvania.
Near Corning, yes, okay. Right along the border.
Nice. So it's a bit of a drive then.
So we're fine. I was driving.
So did you make it here in mere minutes then?
Oh, half the time I should have.
Are you listening to this, my dear? Our hour and a half excursion getting here tonight.
John, John, of course, with the travel plans, making it here. I don't know what to think. 2 weeks in a row. It's been a long winter.
It getting here. I know that.
Did it?
Yes.
How come?
The roads suck.
Well, I guess I can understand that.
Yeah.
Is there a midget race you should be watching going on somewhere?
There should be. You're right. I agree.
That's funny.
I agree.
Let's see if we got these. We should be good to go. So, Mike, Mike's heading down to Atlantic City today, driving all day. How's your trip going?
So far, so good. Until it started snowing.
Where are you?
Whereabouts are you in your travels?
We're in Pennsylvania.
Somewhere.
And you're getting snow too?
Yeah, we're in the mountains. I think we're almost to the Lehigh Tunnel, I believe.
Oh, goody.
Close, right? Yeah, we're getting close.
Well, you better hang up before you get to the tunnel.
Yeah, how's this going to work?
Yeah, if I don't hang up, it will for me. So.
Yeah, it'll take care of you automatically. So going down there to take in the indoor race at Boardwalk?
Yep, Shane and I will be working together along with Bob Marlowe and our good friend Earl Krause, following the race in action. So it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
Shane's going to put up with you all weekend?
I enjoy it. actually, Mike and I make a very formidable team. If you have ever had the chance to listen to us work together, we...
Oh, brother.
We do a good job. I'm going to brag. I really am. Seriously, we do a good job together, you know? We're like two peas in a pod, Jenny.
Literally, because if you look at...
That's some pod right there.
If you look at two peas from the top, it's two round, shiny domes.
That's P-E-A, right?
Wow.
Good grief.
Spiraling downhill. What have you been up to this week?
Not much.
No?
Nope.
Y'all done at Toys R Us now?
We discussed this last week.
Just want to make sure.
That is old news.
Just want to make sure.
Jesus. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I am.
Well, we brought our friends up from Addison to talk a little bit about all the changes at Black Rock. The meeting, rules meeting, the planning meeting was this weekend in Dundee. I guess let's first start there. How did everything go with the meeting? What was the reception like?
Well, the reception we've got has been overwhelming from day one. All the staff welcomed us in. Treat us like we've been there for years. We all sat down 99% of the staff are coming back. We sat down and changed a few positions. We thought it was best for Black Rock Speedway to hire Greg Hickson as a race director. His son's going to be our head starter, Scott. Sheila Darcy, she's been a mainstay with the Speedway. She's going to be our head scorer. We're actually looking into and are going to have electronic scoring.
Oh, wow.
Nice. That'll take out any questions about
laps. Now, are you going to use that for all score? Are you going to use that for all divisions?
No. Yeah. We're not going to make it mandatory for everybody. Just your top classes right now, your modifieds, small block, big blocks, and 602 crates for right now.
Right.
Okay.
It is an option. If anybody has it, it'll be on for all classes.
Right.
So they can get used to it.
Sure.
Within our plan is to put everybody on it after a couple of years.
Yeah.
Just makes everybody easier.
And you said Tommy Curtis is coming back.
Yes, Tommy Curtis is coming back. I've known Tommy a long time. that's probably one of the first people I asked about was Tommy.
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Mike? Yeah, Shane Andrews here. Hey, you mentioned that you brought in Tom. You're keeping Tommy Curtis. You hired Greg Hickson as race director, Scott Hickson as the flagman, and Sheila obviously as handicapper score and everything. And I got to throw this out there. Working with them at Canandaigua on Saturday night, all four of them. You've got some great experience there. Very nice to bring them all on board and to have them part of your program. They do an exceptional job. I enjoy working with them on Saturday night. That's a great start to your season, having them on board.
I appreciate it. That's how we looked at it. When we sat down, me and Sue sat down and talked it all over. They're a mainstay in racing. You bring the people that really want to be into racing into it, and I think it'll keep the show running smoothly without any big hiccups going on.
And that are used to working together and like to work together.
And right. Have all worked at Black Rock before.
Yeah, right. They all.
They've all been at Black Rock in the past.
It also makes your job a lot easier on race night. That's some of the responsibility that worry about, that you can focus on some other things.
Yep. Shane directed that directly at Sue, just so you know.
Oh, no.
Well, I told Greg I hired him so I could go up and take a nap upstairs and just kind of relax, but that's not the plan. My plan is I can get out and talk to the drivers and make sure the track's ready, because I'm going to do the track prep myself. I do have other people helping me on a week-to-week basis, but as far as the preparation of the track during the races, I'm going to handle it all myself.
Wow. And you've got track management experience before, coming from your background at Woodhull.
We didn't get into it as far as management deeply.
Right.
We helped work the racetrack. We worked the surface. Me and my brother worked it for 5 years. We learned the clay.
So I guess I should rephrase that. I'm talking surface management. Surface.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The last couple of years, we did help Vern out tremendously, as he lives 3 hours from Woodhull. We think 45 right. minutes to Black Rock's a long way. A couple hours is a long ways. He never came up until Saturday.
Wow.
So me and my brother actually took care of the place on a week-to-week basis. He had a couple other people took care of the food part. I don't want any part of that. That's her problem.
Yeah.
That's been a...
Yay.
If we lose you, we're going into the tunnel.
All right. We'll know when it goes. We'll know when the phone goes off too, because it'll do that blaring thing like it did Monday. So it'll tell us if we lose them.
Yep.
But that food thing is something that you were talking about a little bit as we were talking pre-show. That has received more. Let's spin this positively. It's received more feedback so far this off season than really a lot of the other topics that you've broached with this crew.
Yes. The food there just has been a big issue, I understand, for a long time.
The food in the service has been a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hearing a lot of.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of what we're being asked to correct.
Right. You know you got to address it.
Yes.
The surface, tires, it's been wearing tires out. We never had that problem back when I raced there full time. No. I don't see an issue, hopefully, this year. If it needs clay, DeGin Trucking from Howard has volunteered dump trucks, however many you need to haul clay. They'll work with us and do whatever we want.
Right.
They're a great bunch of people. As far as they race too, so.
Is it too late? I mean, let's say for example that you do need to put clay down. Is it too late into the winter to get clay down and have it stick and have it time to cure and settle and be race ready for April?
Right.
It depends on how much we have to add.
Yeah.
I'll know when I get it tore up how much I have to add. Obviously, if it's too late, we'll add a little here, a little there throughout the year.
Just work it in.
And just keep working it in. We pretty much learned that clay ain't, I mean, clay's clay. That's really not true clay. So obviously, we're going to have our work cut out for us.
That's that blue silt bottom clay stuff is what that is, right?
Yeah. In the past years, they've added different things to it. Mm. I can remember them adding wood chips to it, some silage, wetter. I just don't see no reason to do that.
Right.
I think you can handle the clay better, even that kind of clay with calcium, salt brine. That brings blight, keeps dust down.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll have a handle on it.
Right. You guys get through that tunnel yet, Mike?
Yeah, we're good. We actually made it.
Hey, all right.
I don't know. I can't believe it didn't disconnect them.
I know. I'm shocked, too.
I got a question for Mike. Talk a little bit about the decision process that you went through when deciding what divisions and to bring back the modifieds. You know, other guys have tried it, and they weren't sure that it was feasible or whatever. And talk about how you came to that decision and what your thoughts are on that.
Well, me and her talked about it in depth. We argued back and forth whether it was a good thing or not. When I told her what the purse was going to be, I had to revive her a little bit.
Now, at first, I was all about it because, as being a spectator, I felt the modifieds, that's what you come to see.
Right. Yeah.
When I went to a race, that's what I wanted to see.
Yeah, it's a tough sell when it's a sportsman headliner.
Yes.
Right.
And then when we started talking purses and payouts, then I had to rethink it. And
well, that's the thing where the sportsman is nice because if that's the headliner, it's a cheap payout night.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get people to come.
Exactly. And even with the great sportsmen there, I feel they weren't paying enough. They didn't have enough cars. They didn't have a full field.
Right.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, because sportsmen are plentiful.
Right.
If there is one class that's strong, it is them.
So we raised their purse, too, across the board. We upped it $100 more than what it was, I think, to win. Added some on back through the field.
Yep.
Instead of $50, take the green. The guy that comes there every week and don't break in the top 10, he deserves to have something to go home with as well.
Yep.
As far as the modifieds, you're talking a $7,500 purse. You got to get some people in the stands.
Yeah.
Yes.
With the modifieds back on the card, will Steve Payne be allowed to race there?
Most definitely. He was one of the first guys I called and talked to about bringing them back with.
He was at the meeting, too.
That's
good. Good, because, you know, obviously everybody knows the history there. And,
yeah, he's a draw.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Steve Payne is, you know, back in the early 90s.
Back in the early 2000s, he was unstoppable there. Before him, I mean, he basically took the torch from Walt Mitchell at that track.
Did we lose him?
Exactly.
We might have. We might have. Either that or they're arguing in the car.
And they had to mute it.
There was only a few of us that did accomplish beating Steve there.
Right.
When Steve was on his A game, there was only a couple of us that did beat us. I was fortunate enough I was one of them.
Nice.
I would rather race against Steve any day of the week. He's a good, clean race car driver.
Yeah, no
you
doubt.
Ain't got to worry about getting run over.
Right.
As far as us deciding to bring him back, the reason why it didn't work in the past, you can't run 11 shows and call it a racetrack. That's special show racetrack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you want to be a weekly racetrack, you got to run every Friday night, which we are in 2015. I think that'll help bring fans back. Definitely help with the car counts.
Let's actually while we got that topic going, let's talk a little bit about what you've got planned for the season. Your couple of your key dates
is that
here.
The schedule?
Yeah, this is a chunk of the schedule. Some of it anyway. We've got We got some stuff that you can't see. That's cool. The 24th is opening weekend. That's April's opening weekend. And then you got this 5,000 to win, 50 lap, big block, small block shootout show. 5,000 to win is a pretty good chunk of change on the 2nd of June. And you're also on that date giving away 6 starting spots to the Short Track Super Nationals.
The 6 spots is just that one race?
6 spots, yes. In that race are
we're
being
give
given
all
away.
Spots.
Nice.
So that's pretty interesting. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how that came together.
Well, as soon as we took over the racetrack, of course, Brett congratulated us, and I've known him. I follow his shows. It's a big deal. Yep. He's a great promoter. So we've been talking back and forth. In that talk, he says, it's your first year. I already got my schedule going. I don't really think you need a $25,000 purse your first year. But here's what I can do for you. This is what I'll help. He's been a great help.
That's right.
I can call him at any time, and he'll answer any question I have.
Right.
I haven't really run into anybody that don't.
Yep.
Ted White and I, myself, have talked on the phone last night for an hour, 2 hours. We have Jeremy Cochran and myself are going to meet here and end of the week, first of next week. You got to work together with everybody around you.
Yep.
To make it work.
Yep.
And he offered those spots. Told me what he thought I had to pay, and he says you'll have cars there. And I believe him. It'll be great. And if we don't, we get our normal cars. At least I know 6 of them guys are going to get some money out of it.
Yeah.
Did you
exactly?
Did it cross your mind? Did you give any thought to trying to pick up the Thunder Mountain date after that got dropped?
No, not on the first year. That's a big payout. I'd like to get our first year under our belt,
mm-hmm.
and then next year, me and Brett will be talking.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, because you'll get an idea this season how things go as far as attendance and car counts and things like that, and hopefully it'll grow as the year goes on and it'll get better, and then you will be in a position where you can feel like you can kind of tackle that kind of a purse.
Exactly.
It's hard to bite off more than you can chew right off the bat.
She'll be a lot more comfortable.
So to maintain the momentum that I feel that we're going to have going into the season, I think it's going to come out with a boom.
So you're suggesting, Mike, that you're ready to take on the $25,000 purse, and perhaps the voice of reason is telling you not to?
I'll try
anything once.
Very good title for me. I am the voice of reason.
Yeah. Let's wait till next year before you try that, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. No, I just think it goes hand in hand. You put a good year together. Next year will be even bigger and better. Our goal, we have a 3-year goal. Within 3 years, we would like to be able to purchase Black Rock from Dean,
mm-hmm.
And own the place, and because we are going to spruce it up. There's a lot of work to do.
Yep.
But you said the volunteer force that you've got from the community has been, the response there has been real strong.
Astronomical.
People wanting to come and help clean it up.
Every class.
The classes, the staff, the officials, race fans. You name it.
Isn't that something that you want, though, as somebody who's managing a track, is you want people to be engaged? Because if they have that, then sort of they take ownership in what it looks like on a week-to-week basis after the fact.
Exactly.
Yep.
And they'll be more proud of it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're proud of it. We're proud of it right now. We're ashamed that it's in such bad shape. When Lynn and Sam had it, it was the best facility around.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a class act, mm-hmm. and that's what we're going to get it back to.
Right. So you've got the Modifieds and you've got the Sportsmen. The Modifieds are back on the card now. The Sportsmen are returning again. You're keeping the four cylinders, but you're going to keep the four cylinder division open to the front and rear wheel drive cars, and you're going to run them together until you build up a field of 15 in both pools.
Exactly.
Paying separate purses, paying separate points.
Yes.
And they told you put the idea out of your head because it's not going to be an issue.
Well, that's what they're telling me, and I hope so, because if we can get 20, 24, 25 of each of them, that'll be great. it's unheard of to have car counts like that anymore.
Right.
Used to be when we were racing over there, you had a full field of four cylinders, and you had another race. I can remember having to have 2 features for the four cylinders over there.
Because there were so many of them, right?
That would be astronomical and great. Street Stock, same way. They're telling me we're going to have a good field of them this year.
Have you opened the four cylinder rules up so that the only car that you that you can run other cars other than just a Fox Body Mustang?
I don't know as we opened it up that far. We opened it up just our rules now are very competitive with Woodhull. They right. don't have to change no exhaust back and forth like they used to.
Sure.
I didn't see where that helped anybody. It's certainly not going to hurt them to be able to go to Woodhull. I want them to go support
right.
Woodhull
right.
as much as their cars come over and support us.
Sure.
Or go to Canandaigua with either one.
Right, and that's what you need. You need that to be able to work with the other racetracks. If you want them to work with you, you got to work with them. So
exactly. Mm-hmm. We even went as far as when the Grit Series things come about. I wanted a Grit Series race yep. for our guys to be able to have. So myself and Mr. Stark were pushing on some dates, trying to get it on because he was going to be on a radio show that night. Wanted to be able to get it out on that show.
Yeah.
So we just picked some dates, and we set the first one. Actually was going to be on the 4th, not the 16th. We had both forgot that Pencan Speedway has had for years a big race on that Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Has for years.
Yep.
And as we all know, Mr. Harpel's down there going to promote that racetrack.
Right. Yep.
We wish him the best of luck. I changed my date for him for that race. I don't have anything against Dan. I wish him the best, and I hope he does me as well.
Yep.
The promoters that were there before, Al Wilcox and them, they're great people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they're getting out or anything else. I think Al's just getting overwhelmed. He has a big parts business that he has to take care of. So
yeah,
he has a lot to it.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit more about some more pieces of the schedule. We've got the Grit Series that you talked about on the 16th of June, followed up with the mid-season championships on Independence Day weekend, the 3rd of July. Huge fireworks program. Black Rock is known all over the state for their fireworks, so you've got to keep that on the schedule. And then the Grit Series comes back August 4th. All your major shows are on Tuesdays, the 2nd of June, the 16th of June, and then the 4th of August. Patriot Sprints and Celebrity Night back on the 7th of August. Season points finale, September 4th, and then Dutch Hogue weekend, the Empire 100, scheduled for the end of October, the 24th and the 25th.
The Patriot deal, I assume that's the Glenn
yes.
weekend?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Celebrity night. Mm-hmm. Good yeah. giveaway that there's something going on, yeah. right?
It's been that way for years. It's a great fit to have the Patriots come in there. At this point, I don't see us having an ESS. We've talked to Dean. It just ain't going to fit in our schedule this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mike?
not saying that I don't want one. They're both great groups.
Mike?
Mike, yeah, Miles. No comment.
Somebody should have contacted me earlier.
The key, Mike, I hope you're listening, because I figured out how to get stuff scheduled at Black Rock. Just talk to Mike.
Don't
let Sue get involved. You can put on the richest sprint car race in the state at Black Rock.
Just don't let Sue find out.
I love sprint car racing. I really do. Mike had contacted me beforehand, and I'd worked with him at
Mike
Woodhull
Emhoff,
before.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
So that it was kind of a shoe-in. Most of the guys that have them series, I really am not familiar with them. We kind of right. stuck to ourselves when we were racing, minding our own business, done our own thing. Got to know the drivers, but as far as like Mike Emhoff at Woodhull, we knew him.
Right.
So he contacted me immediately. Hopefully next year we can kind of have one of each.
Right.
Keep it fair. Hopefully everything works out well with the sprint car show. There's enough of them to go around that everybody should enjoy the show.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
We got a question coming in from a fan in Utica. Tony wants to know, when is the full schedule going to be done and released? Do you have any plans for that?
They're looking at each other.
We work on it night and day. We really are. We're just trying not to miss.
Hang on,
anything.
Hang, Mike, hang on a second. Sue, when is the schedule?
I would like to say by the end of next week.
There we go. See how easy
okay,
that was?
So it's, yeah. It's soon.
Yeah, I've been pressing for it because I know how important it is.
Yeah, so well, guys, in today's world, the way social media is and thing, everybody expects everything now, mm-hmm. like 5 minutes ago, not 5 minutes from now.
Right.
And that's it with, when it comes to tracks or series sanctioning bodies releasing their schedules now, it's like everybody now expects them as the current season is winding down. We want to hear what's going on next year, right. Not March or April. We want to know now.
Let me just look at what that season is now. I mean, we're starting in April at a number of tracks up here, at least attempting to, and going all the way into October.
Yeah.
Look how short the off season.
And even now, the last couple of years, you've seen more and more tracks, even here in New York. Well, you've always seen it for a long time in PA, but even more and more here now, we're trying to start at the end of March even, and we're going into November.
Right. I mean, the Motorsports Expo in Syracuse is set for the middle of March.
Yeah.
And
there's already races going
on. You've already missed the start of the season.
It used to be when they started that show, there was no racing to be heard of in March.
Right. That's,
now it's in the middle of a month of racing, it seems.
Yeah, last time I went racing was, we went out to the Gobbler.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that
didn't turn out well.
Squashed,
but again, that's one of those things where people kind of accept it a little easier. Not that it was acceptable or not that you were glad that it snowed, but it's a little easier to accept when it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving because you know the possibility.
Exactly. I mean, it was expected. It snowed on the way out there.
Yep.
We got out there. It was cold.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how many cars he had
there.
I mean, there was 150 cars in the pit. Yeah, I mean, it was phenomenal.
I heard. That was insane.
No place to park. I mean, it was just I was looked around like, well, at least we ain't the only crazy ones out here.
Yeah.
And to drive 4.5 hours.
Right.
I mean, that's how far it was for us to travel there.
Yep. Was that your first time going out there?
Yes.
It's a neat little place, isn't it?
Yes, it reminds me of some places.
It's too bad you didn't get to see the race. I've seen a handful of races there, and it is a neat little place.
Oh, that was one of the places I'd always wanted to go. We got that off the list. I've been a lot of places. I've raced Mercer, Canandaigua, Weed Sport, Rolling Wheels. Never really thought we ought to tackle Syracuse money wise.
Yeah.
Not that I wouldn't love to go around a racetrack,
right.
But. Money-wise, probably not. But our mainstay's been Woodhull, Black Rock.
Yeah.
In 06, we ran 68 races one
wow.
year. She wasn't around then, so I got to go anywhere I want to go. Not that I wish she wasn't, because it would probably been a lot better year. She's helped my whole racing career, and I definitely can't do this deal without her. There's no way possible.
And that was one of the years. Did you have maybe a black number? Was it a black 88 with orange and yellow trim?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was for Herbie Wright. Actually, in 06, I don't know if I think I ran 19J in that year.
Yeah.
I've had so many numbers that different people. I got to go back and look at pictures. We had, actually, 06, we had two brand new Troyer cars.
Yeah.
Because my dad wanted me and my brother both to race one more time together, so I stepped out and bought two brand new cars and put us both in good equipment, and we had a lot of fun. My brother didn't travel as much, nowhere near as much as I did.
Right.
He had a young kid. I didn't. So we just had a lot of fun that year.
Now, you're probably not going to be able to do a whole lot of racing this year, will you? I mean, judging with the schedule that you've got mapped out at Black Rock.
Can I put my hand over her mouth?
You can. I mean, that's your decision.
I definitely will not be racing at Black Rock ever.
Right.
My shoes are hung up there probably forever. I don't believe in that. I would like to go to Woodhull a couple times. Maybe this year. Car's in the garage, ready to go. All I got to do is tell my dad, hey, get the car ready, and it'll be at my disposal at any time.
Right.
I just don't see that happening probably this year.
That's understandable. I mean, you got to keep your yourself focused on on the task at hand.
Exactly. We're 100% committed to Black Rock, so.
Yeah, well, once you get, you know, a season under your belt and you know, like, you know, you're going into 2016, you'll already kind of know what to expect. You know what you got to do. You'll have things a little more maybe in control or whatever. And then if you feel like, you know, we can take a Saturday here or a Saturday there and strap on the fire suit.
I'm in agreeance with that. But this year, no.
I actually put the car up for sale. I told them all at the driver's meeting, if any great sportsman guys are looking for a good car, it's an 08 Bic now. It ain't got very many races on it. All in very good shape. I mean, it's got the same bumper and skid rails that it's always had on it. We ran the same body for 3 years. So, you know, it ain't been beat up.
Right.
If I could get rid of it, that would take that temptation
away. Yes, you're right. You're right.
Are you keeping the turtles? Yeah, and the topic of the body panels and everything made me think of it. What do you?
Absolutely not. The turtles are going. What we're going to try to redo is, everybody knows Dean shortened the racetrack 40 feet on each end, right?
Right. Something around that.
We're going to try to get it so it's
I know what you're talking about. At first, I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. Yeah, those things on the inside of the corners at Black Rock. Okay.
Yeah,
I forgot they were there because I haven't been there in a few years. And I forgot that he put them there.
They were gone for a while. I mean, that was a big deal when those went away, and this would have been back 2000. Maybe I remember there was still a topic of conversation in 2004 when the tall concrete walls were put in over there.
So that was 2004. When he put the wall on.
Yeah, and then those were a point of contention. Well, the reason why you're not getting any cars is, well, you've got these walls there, and everybody's taking the front end off, and nobody can run the inside groove. So the walls disappeared, and then everybody's running across the infield, and that's why the track got shortened 40 feet. Track got shortened 40 feet because you were going into the corner and getting grip on the grass as you went around the inside, so then the turtles came back.
You know, we thought racing was better with the wall there. Everybody had a gauge. I mean, very seldom you see anybody get on top of the wall.
Right.
The turtles, everybody hits them.
Right.
I don't care who you are. Everybody's hit them.
Yep. Sparky Hills loved those walls. Sparky Hills loved those walls because he had been racing for 60 years before he finally got his first win, and it was the year those walls went up.
Yep. He's coming back this year. Barky's still racing.
Really?
What does he race?
He was a super stock guy.
He's
then.
The IMCA.
Racing IMCAs now. There's a story with Sparky Hill.
His car. I don't even. There's no shade of yellow in this room that would be appropriate to make a comparison.
No.
For what his his super stock was.
I can remember when Sparky was more into. He was into the engine building, quite heavy, and my dad used to go down and get some work done. Of course, we've had race cars for as long as I've been alive. Actually, Don Lawson drove one of the first modifies for my dad when he appeared in New York State. So that's how many years ago that was. But I can remember going down to Sparky Hills on a Sunday morning, and he had a Doberman sitting down there reading a newspaper. Now, as a kid, you're sitting there watching that dog, and he's looking, and he'd look up and look at Sparky, and he'd reach over, turn the page, and the dog would go back to reading. Something you'll never forget. That takes a lot of time right there to get. He had more time into that dog than he does a race car, probably. Right.
Now, the dog didn't recite the paper afterwards, did it? Because that would be something.
Not that I heard. It wasn't no circus. We didn't stick around there that long. Every Sunday, we'd go down. About every Sunday, we were there having coffee, though, and I'll never forget that dog. Just something you brought up, Sparky Hill. That's one of them memories you just never forget.
Right.
It's great to have memories like that. And
Yep.
Hopefully we create a lot of them at Black Rock that people go home and...
I can't believe you could track Sparky down on a Sunday morning. I figured he'd be at church.
Oh, that's why we were down there. We all went together.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah. Good grief.
The Doberman read the paper.
The Doberman read the paper. That's
better
good.
Than me reading it.
I gotta be honest. That's a new one for me. I've not heard that one yet.
Well, that was something I always... We got talking about that the other day over there to the... He brought it up, and I was like, yeah, I remember that. They're really nice people, mm-hmm. both of them. They'll do just about anything for anybody in the racing industry. If you ask for it, you need a part, he's got it, it's yours. I mean, that's just the way them people are.
I mean, is it daunting at all for you looking at the situation in a larger scale here, more than just you guys coming into the management role at BlackRock? There's been a number of management changes, and with it has come a number of different headline class changes. We've had modifieds change over to sprint cars, change over to Saturdays, change back to Fridays, change back to modifieds, change over to sportsmen. You've got this ebb and flow that has been it's been consistent change, if you will, for the last probably 10 years over there. And you're looking at a 3-year plan. Is where are we in terms of, I guess, the solidarity with running the modifieds full time?
We're going to stay consistent with it. We're going to keep the same class that we have right now. We got to have the Mighty Modified there. They're a mainstay. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that's going to bring the crowds back. And with them, the rest of the classes can benefit from it. We will run the modifieds last each and every night. As they are the premier class, they should be run last.
Yeah, I agree.
The four-cylinder guys will get more recognition that way, and then their sponsors will be happier. They can go out and say there's 400 or 500 to a couple thousand people in the stands, I hope, where there's only been a couple hundred the last couple years.
Right.
Are you going to take graduation weekend off?
We don't have to this year.
Oh, you don't have to?
It is actually on a Thursday.
Nice.
I mean, everything's falling into place. I mean, even as far as the graduation moving from Friday to Thursday, it just happened this year. Everything's falling into our favor.
That's excellent.
I couldn't ask for it any better.
What are we going to get any changes in terms of website, Facebook, stuff like that, or is everything going to stay status quo?
Steve Evans is in charge of all the PR.
Okay.
And
who?
He's taken Steve Evans from Turn 5 Podcast. He has taken
Oven Mitt.
Who?
Oven
Mitt. Yeah, Oven Mitt. He has taken charge of
Refrain from commenting.
He's taken charge of the website and the Facebook page.
Excellent.
All right.
So you are so grumpy. You are such a grumpy old man.
I'm just trying to hold back here.
You got 2 weeks in. You finally come back. You haven't watched a thing all winter long, and then you come back.
What do you mean watched a thing? I've watched lots of things, just not this.
The most important thing.
You know, nothing against any
hang
other
on a
media
second.
Group.
Mike, hang on. I'm not done chastising John. You haven't watched anything in terms of...
I tried saving you.
All right, go ahead. Camera's not on you, John. You're fine.
You know, nothing against any other media group. Everybody, like you guys, do a great job for racing, and that's what racing needs is people.
Mike,
to
be
get
honest,
the media
you've never heard of this show before.
I have a couple times. I've never listened to it. I never listened to pod. I've never listened to the Turn 5 show.
Quiet.
Ever. I don't listen
to
media stuff.
Yeah.
The only reason he's left is because he doesn't want to get fined.
find me a way. She's got a big purse to pay, so she might as well start paying fines too.
No clue. Look, yeah, you got it. Yeah. Okay.
Look out! Here comes the bus, Sue.
I'll put it in gear. No, I had heard of it. I just don't. I've never listened to. I don't even watch football. I don't watch any sports or anything like that. I know what's going on, but I have to be up and out of the house, and I very seldom sit still.
He has a hard time getting on Facebook to look at something on Facebook, let alone get on a website and, you know, get a show to play.
I'm not a computer guy.
I think she can put it in gear, too.
Yeah. Yeah, she can.
I think she just took it out of gear and then threw it in reverse.
Who's driving home?
Me.
How'd you guys drive going? You having a good time?
Well, we're stuck behind a snowplow and going about 40 miles an hour, so not really.
Pass him.
It's like we're on the pace lap. Well, we can't. He's riding down the middle with the yellow light on.
Dude.
Pass him. We're 2x2. Yeah.
Pass him on the right.
No. That's a terrible. That's terrible advice. Don't pass him on the right.
On a positive note, I'm 16 miles from 100,000 on my car.
Come on.
That's outstanding.
Thread the needle. Take a 3 wide.
You guys, what do you guys got going on besides heading down to Atlantic City?
Us?
Yeah.
We're going to do some gambling.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure there'll be the Wild Wild West will be involved somehow.
Yeah, yes.
What the hell is that?
Forward to the ringleader. The Wild Wild West. It is an entertainment venue.
You're going to a rodeo?
Let's quantify entertainment venue. It's a bar. There are other forms of entertainment in Atlantic City that are venues. Yes. Okay, sure. And they have cheap drafts and cheap shots.
Which is...
It's $3 drafts. $3 drafts, $4 shots. I've never drank drafts there. No? No. Okay.
It's funny because the 31st Laugh has cheap shots too.
Yeah. Cheap skates too.
Cheap shots.
Oh, that's like, me.
Like John gets hit with all the time.
Yep. This is 2 weeks in a row that I've actually had a chance to talk to John.
It is. I know, right?
You know?
Sorry to hear that.
Listen.
Oh.
When did you...
Now he's getting grumpy.
Nice to see you out and about on a Saturday night.
Yes, it was. It was. Although I didn't stick around to the end on Saturday night. I was exhausted.
Well, you did a hell of a job holding that couch down in the lobby.
I did. Yeah. Me and Jim Burley sat there for about 3 hours.
Yeah, they put a plaque up in your honor when you left.
It probably did. Well, you know, I gotta say, it wasn't the party I expected. I didn't think that the whole party was gonna be in the lobby of the hotel.
Well, it's always that way.
I don't know. It was my first time, so I wasn't expecting that. For those who don't know what we're talking about, I was at the motorsports show down in PA last week for Ari Auto, working the dirt car booth, and of course Shane was there. He was the MC of the pageant and the show and stuff, and they have an after party on Saturday night at the Crown Plaza where everybody stays at the hotel. And the party was in this big, like a banquet hall. They had this big room, and they had a DJ in there with entertainment and a bar and all that. And everybody stood in the lobby of the hotel. Like, the lobby was full of people.
You didn't go very far into that room, did you?
No, I went to the bar. That was it. It was, like, right inside the door.
There were three bars in there.
There was? I only went to the first one. I only had like 2 beers.
That was one of the first hour I saw you. What'd you have after that?
I'm telling you, I only had a couple beers, and I was exhausted. We were up at like 3:30 and hit the road at 5 Saturday morning to go down there. So by like,
did make Krista drive?
Yes, she did drive. Actually, she did.
Were you tired?
That's why she was in bed and I was up.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes.
All right. Well, it's still nice to see you.
It was. It was nice to see you too.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be seen.
Well, sometimes that doesn't always work out to one's benefit.
You guys catch up with some somber news here that I came across on Facebook. You see John Button passed away?
I did see that. I'm assuming that's a relation to Gordy and...
It's sad.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I mean, John's been around forever. He always had the early open wheel cars in Syracuse. And it was...
Drag race.
Yep.
He drag raced. His nickname was the Chittenango Cheetah.
He was a drag racer? Where did he drag it? Cicero?
Cicero, Utica, Rome. Back in the day when they had the drag strip going there, you know. You know, he's dad of John. John is the dad of Gordy Button, accomplished modified and sprint racer. Mike Button, former Mr. Dirt Sportsman champion and multi-time track champion. Son Jerry, who was a mechanic on all those cars. A huge loss for the auto racing family up here in New York State. Our condolences out to the Button family.
It was the Hilligas car.
I had a fixture at Utica Rome every week
at Utica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know them or know him. Obviously, I knew Gordy and Mike, the racers, but I didn't know their dad. But I figured when I saw the post on Facebook and Dirt Track Digest and stuff, I assumed it was a relation. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that. Big time.
Yep.
Mike, how you doing? Mike lost a member of his family this week, unexpectedly.
Yeah, that was a tough week, but
you know, you got to do the right thing at the right time, unfortunately. Yep. And, you know, as you know me and my cats usually when I'm doing the Skype in the basement.
I know.
I got my cats on my lap. Well, one of those, sadly, we had to put her down last Saturday, and that sucked. That's about all I can really say. You know, it was just a terrible situation.
Tough one.
You know, and a crappy end to the whole thing, so.
Right. Well, again, we wish you the best, and also our thoughts go out to the Button family, you know, and their loss as well. How's your fantasy league coming together?
It's going.
You're still
Sprint Car League is underway, and so is the Wingless League.
Mm-hmm.
Modified League teams are due by the 15th of February.
So you got about 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
What do I get when I win this thing?
Well, if you win, you will get money. and maybe some other things,
which will be
no need the tickets to the racetrack.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you're leading, if you're the
world final, can you give me tickets to the world final?
If you're the point leader at halfway, they usually win a pair of tickets to Super Dirt Week. You don't want those, right?
I don't know. I've never been to Super Dirt Week.
Shane's going to be busy that weekend. He can't go.
He's going to work that week.
Yeah, I got to work that week. I don't know if I'm
going to
be able to attend as a spectator.
Oh, jeez.
You guys get into the fantasy league stuff at all?
No, no. Never have. Yeah, we hear about it.
We're always open to donations.
Have I got a deal for you?
Wow. 2 weeks back at your panhandle. We finally have a live guest and you're shaking them down.
Well, you brought it up, hey, you know.
Hey. But, Mike, you were saying?
Another question.
Yeah.
I got another question for Mike. It's been about 15 minutes. Is your schedule done yet?
Well, if anything, you're 15 minutes closer.
Yeah. Let's get closer to the end of the week.
Actually, in terms of the ground, it sort of leads me to another question. What do you have? You talked about sprucing the place off and making it look better. What's sort of the hierarchy here? What are you going to focus on improving first?
We got to get into the infield and get it all smoothed back out. Get some grass growing in there. The banners down through there, the billboards, the advertising billboards, they're not there anymore.
Right.
Pretty hard to sell one when it's not there.
Yeah.
They'll be back up. Victory Lane. They sold Victory Lane there for numerous years. And yeah.
Nap and Schlappy was on that forever.
Exactly.
What? What'd you say?
Nap and Schlappy.
Watch your mouth.
What? It was the name of the company. It was the local Do It Best.
They have two stores. They have one in Pennsylvania and one in Dundee.
Why? I thought you were visiting. Let me see.
What are they talking about?
I don't know.
So what?
It sounds like they're drive-through.
What does this company do?
Nap and Schlappy. It's a Do It Best.
Do It Better.
Do It Best lumber home improvement.
Oh, okay.
They're a large store in Pennsylvania, and they have a very good business. Steve Perry used to race.
Yep.
Himself. Him and his brother run the whole place up there. I think we're going to try to get him back on board. Bring him back into the whole Black Rock Speedway. We are building a new Victory Lane.
Nice.
So everybody can get their picture taken, and that's something. Everybody works hard. They should be able to enjoy the picture the next week.
Victory Lane will be where?
Be right on the front, inside the front stretch.
In the infield.
In the infield. We're going to do each individual one as the features go on. That way the crowd will be there to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Everybody should have their own one.
You're not going to run go-karts on the infield? You're not going to run go-karts on the big track? None of that talk is true?
Several times.
Well, I've heard it a couple times that
we'd
they want
to make
run
the track shorter to make it feasible.
Oh, you have to
run go-karts.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, there's no way you could run on that full
track.
There's
go-kart tracks there. Let them go to the go-kart tracks, I feel. If at some point in history that we can, in the future, we will maybe, but She's a big go-karter, so.
Yeah, I love go-karts. So if it was up to me, there would be a track there.
I just don't see where there's any room for it.
Well, you know, next year, you compromise. He races.
Exactly.
You get your track.
Yes.
Actually, I would like. I tried offering her up our my sportsman ride, and she. We talked about it before the show.
Now you got some place to practice with nobody watching.
Yep. Yeah. Now I can practice.
So I never could get in the car and get any practice laps without anybody around. I'm like, I think you got a place to do that. nobody can tell you no. So I could see her over there. This is her only job. So that's all she's going to do is be running Black Rock Speedway and keeping our sponsors happy and visiting them and stuff.
I did office work in accounting for 20 years, so I have an idea on the business end of it.
Yeah,
nice.
So I can see it right now. If my car comes up missing, we better go to Black Rock because Sue's probably over there playing all day instead of out visiting sponsors.
Well, a hot lap session.
So, I'm getting phone calls.
Taking sponsors for rides.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
They do that a lot in NASCAR.
Get a two-seater. Rides out.
That's gotten real big.
Yeah.
We had a two-seater back in Black Rock for quite a while.
Truck.
They had a truck that had given out rides.
Yes, nice. It was.
I never really wanted to ride with any of them guys. I drive with them. I sure don't want to ride with them. And they're probably saying the same thing about me.
I know I do.
That's why she drove here.
Yeah.
We would have made it faster.
You guys done at the drive-thru over there? Who were you talking to?
No, we were, the usual, my girlfriend Shannon's with us, and she was sleeping, so we had to take a photo. It's required.
Oh, you guys.
I wondered why it was so quiet.
Yeah, we had to get the photo. I mean, that's, you know the rule.
No, she was sleeping.
she's sleeping, so we have to take a photo of it.
Terrible.
Keyword was sleeping.
Yeah. Nice. That was.
Yeah. You want me to tweet it out so you know what we're talking about?
I'm sure she would love it.
See, I'll bust on you like
that. Make a comment, though. So.
Interesting.
I think Mike follows me on Twitter. Yeah, we're good. No, not you. Oh, Mike. Yeah.
This Mike don't follow.
I don't Twitter. I was asking
He's
her
just
that
said
earlier.
It's like, what's Twitter?
Hear everybody talking about Twitter and this and Twitter and that.
I'm like,
what is that?
I have a hard time on Facebook. Don't bother.
It took me a while to figure out what it was too, but now I'm up to speed.
Now you can't get him to shut up on his twits.
There was a couple of years there. I'm like, well, I didn't know what the hell it was either. Like I thought birds went tweet. I didn't know what the hell it was.
How did Toys R Us feel about your Twitter habit?
Oh my god, the Toys R Us crap. Jesus. What in the hell are you talking about? Nobody wants to hear about that.
Inquiring minds want to know.
No.
You're a popular guy.
No, no.
People, you know how
no.
Look at all the people that follow you on Twitter.
Yeah. Three quarters of them don't even know who the hell I am. They don't even know why they follow me.
Mike, what were you going to say?
It just came in the chat room that they want to talk about John's working at Toys R Us.
See?
Yeah, okay, sure it did. How do you know what's going on in the chat room? You're supposed to be driving.
He's watching it.
You worked at Toys R Us? Were you Jeffrey the giraffe?
Only when need be.
Only in a pinch.
I'm not tall enough to be a giraffe.
I hope they pull over.
What is going on?
I know. They're doing 40 miles an hour,
good
which feels
Lord.
Like they're crawling, I'm sure.
No, we're good. We're up to speed. We're up to speed. We got rid of the snow plows. The green is out.
Oh, you finally went three wide and got rid of them?
Yeah, I don't have the handling, though. We're getting past on the outside. I have Prius.
I hear those are good in the snow.
Yeah, real good. It actually stopped snowing, I think. It did.
I think. Jesus. Well, if you weren't looking at your computer, you would know it wasn't snowing.
What the hell? Mike, you scare me.
We're good. I've only texted like 3 times. Yeah, you've done good tonight.
I've been good.
Yep. He's wearing a seatbelt. Yeah, I'm good.
He's wearing a seatbelt.
This time. This time.
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So, Thomas, I got to ask you.
What?
Are you going to Lincoln here in a few weeks? Am I open at the end of February or no?
Maybe. I don't know. Got to get through Florida first.
Just let the record show he's wearing the seatbelt because he didn't want to get 2 tickets when he gets pulled over for being on the phone.
Yeah. No, we got Bluetooth in the car. We're good.
Oh, okay.
I forgot. Florida's first. I forget that. I keep forgetting about Florida.
Holy mackerel. No, Georgia's
first.
Georgia's
first. If you really want to split hairs.
Technically, I'll be at Volusia first for the Outlaws on Saturday. Then I'll be at Golden Isle before I head back to Volusia. Mm. When do you leave for Florida, John?
Well, it's all going to depend on whether I'm driving or flying. I want to drive. So if I am able to drive down there, I will leave like, I don't know, Friday or Saturday, because I'd like to hit Georgia on the way on Sunday.
Gotcha.
You guys ever go down there? Make it down to Florida, Volusia?
Never been there.
Charlotte at all?
I raced at Charlotte.
Yeah.
Did you?
For Herbie Wright, yeah. That was a pretty exciting year.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice place.
Very nice place.
Yeah.
But yes, never made it to Florida. Hopefully in the future we will. I actually had plans of going to the Chili Bowl until this whole deal turned out.
Now you're just killing me now.
It's been a goal of my dad's lifelong dream.
You skipped the Chili Bowl to do this racetrack deal?
Yes, I did.
We're going to have to discuss this in a year from now and see if it was worth it.
I think it was. I hope at some point I can get my dad down there. I think he was more excited that we took over the racetrack.
Oh, yeah?
Of course.
He's looking forward to it.
Now, what's he going to do there? Is he going to whip the concession people into shape?
No, he's going to sit there and watch. He can watch the races and enjoy himself. He's old enough to where he don't have to work anymore.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him to even be able to see it.
He's been
sick.
He
had some health issues last year and didn't get to go around racing with us. So he can just sit in the grandstands and watch.
What?
Mike's car, 100,000.
You know, we're in the middle of an interview, right?
Yeah. Sorry about that. Anyway.
Sorry, we had to pop the champagne.
That'll probably count towards your ticket total.
70,000. We
want to
be on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think anyway. They'll forget about the seatbelt and the Bluetooth with the champagne.
Is your dad doing better now?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
He's came a long ways.
Excellent.
Good.
So, what are the odds of him still giving you, all the advice that you could ask for when he's up there sitting in his recliner watching the races?
He won't have a chance. I'm
going to
give him all the advice.
I'm sure my dad will give us all the advice he wants. You'll either sit there and listen to him, or he'll get loud enough to where you're going to hear him across the racetrack anyway.
I don't think so.
He's the reader. He can read you and tell you stats about things that I wouldn't even dare to guess about. That's all he does. He'll sit in a chair all day and read books that I wouldn't even pick up, much less read.
I can relate to that.
So when it comes to Sue Foster and Mike Jackson at Black Rock, is your dad going to be your Doberman? Is he going to be the guy that's there?
Well, he does read the paper.
Everybody just kind of watches and they keep an eye on him and really hopes he doesn't get loud. But as long as you turn the page for him in the book, he's good.
I hope he's that person. No, he'll actually probably be out talking to everybody. He knows everybody. I mean, the guy's been around racing all his life. And
he's
going to
need
a
PR
trailer.
Badge. Yep. I'm sure of that, because he's very social.
The mayor of Black Rock.
Yes, exactly. We could give him a title.
He'll definitely enjoy himself.
That's great. It's good that he's going to be able to get back around. Mm-hmm. That's good.
So, let's get back to the real topic. After this first year is up,
we're going back to the
Tulsa.
Chili Bowl,
Tulsa in January.
No, what's that?
Tulsa in January.
Tulsa,
sure.
Next January.
I'm up. You want to go? Or
we're going.
Me and him go.
I'll go to Cancun. You can go to Tulsa. I prefer Cancun.
We're going. We'll be there.
Really? Cool.
Yes.
They had a very spirited conversation last week after the show about what the hotel situation was going to be, if I remember right.
It's all booked.
I heard last week.
It is all booked.
In detail. And I bet you heard it the whole way back to Syracuse.
No, she didn't say a word.
I'll find out after the show.
She didn't. She's saying no right now.
No, I can't see her. She's hiding behind the
Was she shaking her head no?
Yeah, she looked up awful quick.
I handle all that stuff when it comes to booking hotels and crap. She always lets me do all that. What? I'm the planner.
Let you.
Like William Shatner. You're going to want to be over.
Priceline.com reference.
Coming up here, right? Because Thomas is saying he does all the bookings. We think he's William Shatner.
Yeah, I don't use them.
One thing that they both have in common is they don't look like they're 76.
Nope, she hasn't. She's not lying. She just said that she has never planned one of our vacations, and she's right. She hasn't. I usually do all that. That way I can throw some racing in the middle of it.
See, I don't have that
problem.
We went racing during our honeymoon.
Like
so.
A vacation to a racetrack.
That's right. That's the best vacation destination is a racetrack.
Oh, exactly. Yep. I agree 100%.
Beats the hell out of a beach.
100%. I wouldn't have a problem with that. She would go to a racetrack. She's not lying to anybody.
I would, but I like the beach.
She loves the racing.
Yeah.
I don't like sand between my toes.
I've at least been to
Clay, no
dirt
problem.
Week, and that's he right. hasn't.
Clay on my face, I'll take. Sand between the toes, nah, I can't do that.
How can you do one and not the other? It's all just the same.
You can get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Myself.
Yeah, if they still race on the beach. They don't do that anymore.
Just say go to a racetrack during the day. You can get sand in your face.
Yep.
You could probably race on the beach now in certain areas. You know, they do the ice racing. Like Matt DiLorenzo does the ice racing thing.
When we go to...
we can go to the beach and watch some racing.
Exactly. Last year when we flew into Garden City, which is coming up next weekend already, if you can believe that, we flew into Garden City in Minnesota as we were flying in during our descent. You could see all the lakes and everything. And like every lake that we flew over the top off, there was a blown off patch where they were doing... racing on the lakes. Every single lake.
Nice.
We had some pictures of one of the four-wheelers, and they had 2-inch spikes in the tread of the tires so that they could get grip. And like, don't fall off of that. Mm-hmm. Don't fall off of it, because that's a heinous-looking vehicle.
I wouldn't be worried about falling off. I'd be worried about getting run over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If everybody out there has those same spikes, man, you come off of that and get run over, it's going to be a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something we'd like to do next winter. Is have some
little winter racing.
Yeah, that's cool.
our son-in-law, he's very big into it.
Well, it's another way to keep the place active and try to generate money out of it, because that's the problem when you do have a racetrack. A lot of promoters or track owners these days, they run their races during the summer, you know, spring, summer, and fall, and then they just shut it down and they don't.
Right,
you know, not all of them can, but some have the means or the facilities to do other things with it, whether it's wintertime motorsports with snowmobile or whatever it may be. But they, a lot of guys don't do anything with them.
Yeah,
they just sit there.
And,
I don't know, if you got the facility, why not use it? Because it's costing you money sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know,
especially since how we're leasing it.
Yeah.
You gotta get the most for your buck.
Yeah. Right.
Utilize it every day of the year if you can.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But we're going to mainly concentrate on the racing part of it.
Yep.
And I've right up until winter.
That means the four-cylinder should bring the rain slicks, because they're not going to rain out at all at Black Rock. You're racing anyway, no matter what.
Bring the
mud tires.
Look at what Ransomville does every year on New Year's Day with that Enduro. That thing has grown tremendously now in the last several years. That's like a huge success.
Yep.
You know? I'm not saying compete on that particular day with whatever you're going to do, but... you could do something to that effect, you know. What the hell?
That thought's been in the back of my mind.
They shine to it. I don't know if it's icy or what.
One of the Israels up there at Ransomville this year had their car burn up on their trailer. They had to, they couldn't get it out, and one of the hangover cars caught on fire on the trailer, and they had to cut the tie downs and everything, basically push it off, and the whole thing it was a loss. The whole thing was just destroyed by the fire.
Ever driven through Philly?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Thanks for sharing that.
Tidbit of information. So we've been doing this for back an hour. Back to the,
you had mentioned the lease. I know you've talked a few times tonight about the three-year plan. So I assume the lease was for 3 years, or did you just do one?
We leased it for one right now. We have until January 1st of the following year to re-up. We've already talked about it. By mid-season, we'd like to have it re-up.
Yeah.
So everybody's got that secure.
Exactly. So they know. Yes. Yeah.
They know about it.
Mm-hmm. And that's really the way to do it.
Exactly. If you get to September and haven't re-upped that, there's going to be a lot of question marks.
Yeah. There's a.
You know,
yeah.
you don't want to let those thoughts even creep in.
Exactly.
Yep.
And a lot of the circuits for the snowmobile racing's book their series.
Yeah, because
in
the third season is coming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yeah, that's a very good point.
That's why we couldn't even get them this year. It was already too late.
Too late.
To book the shows.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Or we'd had. Someone will be racing. Now, the other day when we were over there yesterday?
Yesterday
we were over there, and she was taking pictures of all the snow and stuff, and some of the four-cylinder guys was, can we put ice cleats in and go racing?
Right.
Like,
and people wanted to bring their snowmobiles, and they wanted to go racing.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, yeah. Everybody wanted to. You just got to bear with us.
And the size of the place is a good size for that type of stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly, yeah.
You know?
Like I say, Blackrock was, it used to be one of the premier facilities around. It's state of the art. It's got a lot of potential.
Yep.
We just got to get it back to that potential that everybody knew at one time.
Yep. Yep. Well, I'm anxious to try to get there this summer, I hope.
Well, I'd love to see you guys down.
I haven't been there in, it's been 7 or 8 years probably. Last time her and I went out there, it was before we had moved to Syracuse. We were still living back in Fort Plain, and we went to the $10,000 Enduro, because it was in, you know, it was in November and there was nothing else going on at that mm-hmm. time, so we drove whatever it was 3 or 3.5 hours to go watch an Enduro.
Yeah.
Only time in my life I've ever done that, but it was a blast. That thing was, they had like 100 cars on the racetrack, and they all parked on the racetrack and they just threw the green flag and everybody just took off. It was insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was one of the craziest things I ever saw.
I tried explaining that to her the other night. We were talking about, I was talking about having one later on after the season's over with racing. And you get that $10,000 out there, a lot of people will show up.
Yeah.
For it.
The guy that won was from like Michigan or something.
Yeah. I mean, like, they come from all over. You wonder, like, how. And I said something about 100 cars, and she's like, on there at
the racetrack.
Yeah. I'm like, yep.
It was insane. I mean, there were literally cars everywhere.
Yeah, it's
a whole track.
I couldn't imagine. Wow.
Like, when they threw the green flag, the leader was behind the last place guy. It was crazy.
I'd hate to bend who was trying
the
to
score.
Keep track.
Yeah, the scores.
That's where the transponder thing would have to fall into place and get a bunch of people to donate them to us.
Yeah,
sure.
And put them in. That's the only way
to
be fair.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to keep track of that.
Exactly. Everybody was supposed to have like 2 or 3 scores for your car.
Yep.
Well, obviously, you're going to be watching your car.
Yeah.
But
right.
How many laps are you going to gain? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, it's just, there's no real fair way to score.
Well, you know, and even there's so many cars out there at one time, and there's so much going on. You really, it's hard to keep track of who's leading and who isn't, and it's too hard to keep track.
I think the funniest thing we ever watched was when they had the chain races up at Weedsport, when they chained one car back to back.
Yes.
Now that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, because the front one powered it and the back one didn't have any power, but they had a driver or something, right?
And you're going backwards.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty good time to watch them.
Yep.
The school bus races out to Little Valley. That was a pretty good time.
Yep.
You don't see much of that anymore.
Who was it that always used to do, I don't know if they still do, I can't remember where it was. They used to do the, was it trailers or the trailer race where they would get an
Fulton's
old...
Fulton's had boat races before.
Boats and trailers, they would get old ones donated, and then somebody, they would take like an Enduro-type car out there, and they would tow a small camper trailer or a boat. And that was like part of the race. They had to tow it. And the things would get destroyed. Like the other cars would be, you know, if you're driving the car, you would try to destroy somebody else's trailer. And they're like,
mm-hmm.
just destruction everywhere. All over the racetrack. It's just littered with stuff.
Yep. Yeah, that was fun. They had those. They've done those a couple times at Fulton. I had a roof camera facing backwards on one of those things, just as a guy came across the back of the boat and just annihilated the trailer. It was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun. That was Ryan Deal. Ryan Deal. It was the highlight of his life when they told him we could put that camera on, and then that happened. He just thought it was the coolest thing ever. He ended up finishing that car off at Black Rock. He took a bunch of JB Weld and patched a hole in the oil pan and finished the car off at Black Rock.
Nice. Nice.
So, yep.
So,
all roads lead to Dundee.
You,
Yes, my son.
Did you see the news? I mean, talk about a little bit of news this week. I'm sure you heard the news about the All-Stars, All-Star Circuit of Champions with Tony Stewart buying the...
yeah, he purchased it.
The Sprint Car Organization, yeah. Are they still on?
I don't know. It got quiet over there. I'm not sure.
We're here. We're just listening.
Okay. What do you think about this whole Stewart deal with the All-Stars?
You know what? I like it because it gets rid of the competition, you know, between the Renegades and the All-Stars.
Yeah.
And it goes back to the way it should be, one series, you know, and one deal for those guys. And I think Tony Stewart is going to be good for it.
Oh, absolutely.
He's fresh-faced, and he's a racer. And, you know, sprint car racers respect Tony Stewart.
Well, it's not the only thing it got rid of. Most importantly, it got rid of one certain person.
Yeah, I know your favorite person in the world, John.
Yeah. Schmuck.
But, yeah, I mean, and that, you know, after what happened with the Harry Auto article, you know, and all that that came out, we talked about that a few weeks ago. I mean, that really put, you know, Guy Webb in a not very good position, you know. And
yeah, I'd say.
Stewart came along with an offer. I mean, how can you not take it from Tony Stewart? I mean, the guy is sprint car racing. I mean, that's the best case scenario for everybody involved in Ohio.
It was.
You know, sure. and now you bring everybody together. You've got Blaney, you've got Schaefer, you've got Holgraver, you've got Danny Smith. You know, you've got some of the young guns, maybe guys like Travis Filo and so on. You know, it makes more sense for that to be together than to be apart like it was.
Yep. I'm just curious to see what happens, because I know the Renegades series, they had quite a few drivers that were committing to the series, and it was drivers that aren't in particular household names, and it was nice to see maybe some lower guys get out on the road and start traveling with a lesser series. Now, with this merger and having more races, I wonder what are going to happen with these guys, like an Andrew Pelker and some of those guys that were going to follow the Renegade deal because it was a smaller schedule and more regional. I wonder how that's going to shake down, whether those guys are still going to commit or if they're not going to be able to do that kind of a 50 race schedule now. Because now the race schedule is going to be like 50 some races.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, those guys are going to have a tough time running the 35 to 40 race schedule. You know, not taking anything away from them, but you know, a lot of guys, it's easy to commit to something and say, hey, I'm going to run this whole series.
Oh, of course.
But it's a different thing when you run 15th, 16th, you know, the first six races of the season, and now you're struggling to try to get into the top 10 and so on and so forth.
Right.
So, at the end of the day, I think you're still going to have your 8 to 10 guys that go to every race, and then you're going to have other guys that are going to hit or miss. You know, guys, you know, maybe an Andrew Pocker, maybe a Travis Filo, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe a Brian Sabeto or Sabito, you know, those guys, because, again, the funding and all that it takes to run a schedule like that is difficult, and especially when you're not used to it.
Well, and not only that, especially when they have a fairly, you know, the All-Stars run a fairly grueling schedule. It may not be up in the type of schedule that the Outlaws run, but it's still fairly grueling. They do travel, you know, to a lot of different places around the country, and they don't run for the purses that the Outlaws run too. So, you know, that's going to make a difference too. If you are running 15th every night and you're only getting whatever the 15th place pays on a consistent basis, that's going to wear thin.
I mean, I don't know what the policy towards tow money is going to be and so on and so forth. You know, and the one thing Guy Webb was able to do well was to pay a lot of tow money, you know, to get guys to be able to afford to travel.
Right.
You know, and he had that incentive plan. I don't know what's going to happen with the incentive plan. You know, if Lee runs, does he still get that $600 or $800, whatever was promised, for him to show up, and then everybody else gets $300 if you agree to come to every race? I don't know how that's going to go, if that's still in place.
Right.
So I think we got to wait and, you know, just kind of see where Tony's going to take it. What's he going to do? What decisions he going to make? I mean, he's going to go, like, with the Outlaw format and guarantee X amount of dollars for guys that are going to show up.
Right. I think the one real, for me, the one real positive, obviously Tony being there is a good thing, but, again, talking about the money, I don't think anybody's ever going to question whether they're ever going to get paid or not. Tony Stewart's not going to buy this series and then not pay people. I think that's one major positive. You know, if you go race with them and whatever's promised to you, you know you're going to get it. As opposed to, you know, over the years we've seen a lot of tracks or organizations, they promise this, promise that, and then all of a sudden the people don't get what they were promised at the end of the deal, whatever it may be. So that's one thing I think that, you know, these guys will get paid whatever that those monies are. He's not going to short them.
Right, it's the credibility. That's ultimately what he brings to that team.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, and Roger Slack's going to assist in that as well. Mm-hmm. And obviously Roger brings a lot of credibility. I mean,
absolutely.
Track record is impressive as well. So, I mean, you've got two guys that have been around racing their whole life. And you know Tony's got money. And ultimately, it's good for everybody.
Yes.
Especially good for the racers, and, you know, and the track. You know, yep. Speed Week now, if you looked at it originally, they were going to have two different Speed Weeks. I mean, what was that going to do?
Yeah,
they were going to screw everything up. So now
the nights were all mixed up with two different organizations.
Yeah, yeah. So now they're back to one Speed Week, you know, and it'll be a success, 50 to 60 cars at every one of those shows. You know, John, you and I have gone to those.
Yep.
And, I mean, those tracks that are lucky enough to host one of those races, they're always packed, and there's always a ton of cars.
Yeah, and this year, with Tony being behind the whole thing, they got the potential of being the biggest Ohio Sprint Week ever.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
So, you know, I'm glad it kind of turned out the way it did, for sure.
Came to a much bigger
I had heard rumblings, and I had talked to Guy Webb a couple weeks ago, and he said he was in the process. You know, he couldn't really give me any details.
Yep.
You know, because of various things. Obviously, when Tony Stewart's involved in something, that's not something that people want to leak out there or get out there, you know, or give away. So,
right.
But again, I think, you know, like I said, that's the best thing that could happen for that situation.
Yeah, it came to a much more positive end than it was heading towards.
Oh, it was turning into a disaster.
It was gonna get a whole lot worse before it got better.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree.
You know, and then you still got the NSL, the National Sprint League there, that'll be out in the Midwest, you know, Iowa and Nebraska and so forth. You know, so having two new sprint car organizations is what it looked like all summer going into 2015, that there were going to be two new ones, as in still competing with the All-Stars and the Outlaws. You wondered how all these were going to survive. So now the way things have worked out with the Renegades, the new Renegade system, and the All-Stars kind of merging into one, that really leaves only one additional new sprint car league, which is just a more of a Midwest regional league anyway, so that really shouldn't hurt anybody, and I think it's good. I'm glad it turned out the way it did.
Hopefully that Midwest league is going to help those guys, because there really wasn't a serious design for those guys. I mean, they couldn't run the All-Stars. They came too far east.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd have to run, if I'm from Missouri, let's say I'm Brian Brown.
Yeah.
I don't want to drive from Missouri to Williams Grove and the Port Royal and all that, you know, so.
Yeah, it was either an outlaw deal or no deal.
Right. That's it. That was your option. Yeah. So, you know, for a guy like Brian Brown, that's a huge, you know, a perk for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
To run races at Hoosick and Knoxville, you know, and places like that. Yeah. I mean, that's huge.
Greenwood, Nebraska, and, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a good year for sprint car racing. You know, and then you look at the guys that the Outlaws have added. You know, they've lost a couple. I mean, they lost Cody Darrow. They lose Steve Kinzer. But, you know, they pick up Jason Johnson, which is huge. You know, that was, you know, very big news that they were able to grab him, you know, from the 360 ranks and add a guy
with
to replace Steve Kinzer. But it's nice to know that you got a guy like Jason Johnson coming on board.
Oh, absolutely. Right. I'm excited to see Jason be a full-time Outlaw driver this year, see how he does. Did you see the pictures he posted on his Facebook, the team's Facebook pages of the new hauler, the transporter, and all the cars all wrapped?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it yet. Now, did he leave? He's not Ricky Stenhouse Racing anymore, right?
No, Stenhouse is out of that deal. It's all his own team. Jason Johnson owns all of it.
Okay.
Ricky didn't.
So that.
Ricky, Jason was on Wing Nation just before the Chili Bowl, and I listened to the interview. Because I didn't realize this until he said that. I thought Ricky was still involved. And Jason said no, that he really wasn't in a position to really want to go 410 racing at this point.
Right.
So they just, you know, parted ways. You know, they're still friends and whatever. They didn't part badly, but they just parted ways, and Jason went back to being the sole owner because he was anyway originally. Ricky just kind of bought into the team. And so he is now the sole owner, and it's all ready to go 410 racing. But he's got a bunch of new sponsors on board, and he's got a whole new look. The cars, it's black, red, and yellow. It's completely different than what we've ever seen out of any of his stuff. He's got the same sponsor that was on his Chili Bowl car, that aviation place. I forget the name of it. But that's what's on the side of the car. The cars and the transporter are all wrapped the same, and he posted a bunch of pictures on Facebook, I think yesterday or the day before yesterday. It's a sharp car. It's different. It's completely different than any scheme that we've ever seen out of Jason. He's always had like white cars with black or whatever in them, and it's completely different. Yep, you don't even recognize, like, if you see the car, you don't know it's him until you see the 41.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
It's different, yes.
Yep, me too. You know, you got Shane Stewart added this year too, so that's good.
Yeah, Larson Marks, that'll be good.
Yep.
You know, it's interesting, I saw somebody post on Facebook, you know, now that Jeff Gordon's retiring, I wonder if they can get him to run a sprint car again one more
Priority
time.
Priority Aviation.
That's it, yes. Priority Aviation, that's it. I knew it was something aviation.
There you go. There's your computer. Get right
down. Don't tell me Mike Johnson found that. There's no way.
What? What do you say?
Mike didn't find that, right?
Mike didn't find that. No.
So how about you guys? You guys going to come down to Black Rock and join us on some night? Shane?
We'll be down. You know, I'll definitely be there. I'll see if I can work it in.
You better.
You act like you're busy or something.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I've got to do. No, I would like to get back down there. I will make it a point to get down there this year.
You got to get around and run. You got to follow all the ESS sprint shows, is what you're telling me, right?
For me, no, I'll come for the modified show, but a sprint car show would guarantee it. Well, ESS, excuse me.
An ESS date would guarantee you his appearance.
So what do we got to do? Have an ESS versus Patriots and see who gets the bragging rights for the year?
Just don't do it in August, though, because then you won't see him because he's gone to Knoxville for like a month.
Yeah, that weekend doesn't work for me. That would be And no offense, I like Black Rock and I love going there, but I like Knoxville a little bit.
what weekend was that again? Write that in the book.
It's the one you got it on now.
Oh, the Patriot weekend.
Oh, the Patriot weekend. Okay. Yeah. So how are we supposed to have that weekend with you then? Good thing I didn't get a hold of you.
Yeah, you tried. I'll give you credit.
You got to take baby steps when it comes to the sprint cars. They bring a lot of people, but the purse is there again, big again.
Yep.
Yep.
So maybe after we get our first year, we can have several more sprint car shows. Everybody loves them, especially at Black Rock.
See, you get together with Jeremy when he has his all-star date maybe next year.
Exactly.
You get one piggybacked with it.
Yep. That'd be phenomenal for the second year into it to have something like that.
Sure.
I like to watch Lance Young. Of course, I know Lance.
Yep.
Guys like him. Has anybody seen Stelter around? Mike Stelter. I haven't heard a thing from him in years.
Did he race last year?
Yeah, he raced. Yeah, he races.
So.
He's got a bright orange car, though. So it's a little different than what you're used to.
I thought I remembered seeing his name somewhere along the way last year.
I'm sure we'll run into an ESS show. We're going to be traveling around on nights that we ain't racing to several racetracks and try to hit. Get our face out there and promote the speedway as much as we can. I'm sure we'll run into you someplace.
I know I'll definitely be out the Black Rock. You know that June 2nd date. You know with what you got going on that night, that'll definitely be a night that I'll be able to get out there. End of the school year, so it's not too difficult. I can get out of work right at 2:30 and head out. So
maybe I'll tag along.
I'll be out there. Yeah, I made it out there 2-3 times last year between the sprint cars and some of the big mod shows and. Look forward to doing that again.
Well, that's good. It'd be great to have all of you guys make it down there several times this year.
We need to do a. You know what I'm.
We're talking.
You know what I'm going to say. Okay.
Yep. We already got into that a little bit.
Good.
We'll visit that topic a little bit here probably once we wrap stuff up.
So what about? Did you see the news today? regarding the DuPont or whatever the hell the sponsor is nowadays, 24?
What about it?
Hendrick Motorsports.
Chase Elliott.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of assumed
that was going to happen anyway, but they announced it today.
They made it formal.
I'm glad they announced it today to get it out of the way, because everybody knows that's what's going to happen anyway, so you might as well just let the cat out of the bag. Yeah,
that's cool.
They put a press release out today that he'll be in the car next year. It's going to be weird seeing a 24 out there with it's not Jeff Gordon.
It's going to be very bizarre to see that.
Part of me almost wants him to change the number. They have said it's going to be a 24, but it is weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, I went through that being a Rusty fan for so many years, and then seeing somebody else in the 2 car, it just wasn't right.
And now Brad Keselowski is synonymous.
Yeah.
But you still drink Miller Lite, Thomas.
You're damn straight I do. That's all I'll drink, too. Nothing else.
Got a tattoo of a number 2 on it. Belly. It used to be a 1.
It used to be real small, too.
Wow. Well, on that note.
Actually, if I ever got a tattoo, it would be a 12A. It wouldn't be a 2.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
That's right. Bleed orange.
Okay, baby.
That's right.
What do you think? You think we covered everything for tonight?
I'm good.
Can you believe this has been an hour and a half?
Wow.
Time flies, huh?
Yeah.
It went
fast. It went real fast.
Yeah.
Real fast. Well, I'm glad you guys are traveling safe. I'm glad that you're still in one piece.
Keep it on all fours.
Yeah, please don't do anything drastic while you're driving down to Atlantic City.
Just so you know, Philadelphia is a beautiful city at night, but the Eagles I still don't like. No Cowboys.
The cowgirls.
Well done.
Oh my gosh.
Well, guys, thanks for hanging out with us tonight on the hotline.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you.
Shalom. All right, dude, we'll see you later.
Bye.
And there goes Mike and Shane having a good time on their way down to Atlantic City.
That was some.
I'm glad I'm not in that car.
Wow.
Nah, John, man, thanks a lot for coming up again.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row. So
at this point,
I think it's safe to assume I'm not going to see you again until April.
You might see me next week. I know I won't be here, obviously, the second week of Speed Weeks at Volusia, because that second week I'll be
next week we are on. There, so. Next week we're on here, and we've also got we got the crash course on Monday both. But then
do we know of any guests next week yet or no?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. We'll plan that stuff out here through the course of the weekend, figure out what's next. And by all means, guys, I appreciate Sue and Mike for coming up and talking about Black Rock and hanging
out
with
us. It's
nice
to actually have somebody come into the studio and actually hang with us. Like, nobody ever does that.
No, it was he called this morning there.
10 minutes in, they were looking at the door, which I thought was weird.
Try to be on time. That's one thing we are.
No, I mean 10 minutes into when we hit record, you started looking at the exit.
Yeah, she's just wondering about how late it's going to be getting home. I'm thinking about we got some places up here we need to hit tomorrow.
Cool.
So I don't know how that's going to play out. I'm going to call my boss and talk to him a little bit. I have a great job. He's actually my son-in-law. So
nice. He's not going to do anything crazy.
No,
he's not allowed.
Her daughter and him are going to play a big role this summer.
Excellent.
They're going to help us out tremendously. So it's like today when you called, we're actually swamped right now at work. Right. I looked at him and I said, hey, we got an opportunity to be on a show. I think we need all the press we can get right now.
Yep.
Try to get Black Rock back on the map.
Mm-hmm.
So I called her and actually I texted her, says, hey, how do you feel about driving to this address? That's 2 hours away. Yes. So
pay no attention.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me. Anyhow, 2 hours ain't nothing to me. Of course I travel a lot with my job. So
right.
2 hours.
Yeah.
You used to think when we went to Mercer racing, God, that's a 6 hour drive. Now it's nothing.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been out there so much working with the gas industry that it don't bother me a bit.
Yep.
Sure.
So 2 hours was like, Yes, I was like going to the grocery store. It's racing.
Right.
I don't care how far it is.
I'll travel to the ends of the earth for a good race. I don't care.
Exactly.
Don't matter
the same
to me.
Way.
Well, doors open. I mean, by all means, anytime you guys want to come back up, we'll certainly be in touch as the season rolls on, and you know, certainly we wish you the best on the new venture with Black Rock and bringing the modifieds back to Dundee.
Thank you.
You bet, guys. And again, thanks for coming up. We look forward to doing it again. John, as always, it's always wonderful to see you. That's going to do it for this edition, episode number 146 in the books of the 31st Lap. We will see you guys next time, right back here next Thursday on FickerLakes1.tv for the next edition of the 31st Lap. Thanks a lot.